Well, I would say that even though this has sort of set the stage for a world controlling situation, I guess you could say, because everything's set in place for that, I would say it's not the mark of the beast yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going through the book of Revelation right now in our church. Pastor Chris has been going through it and he's been doing a great job. And, you know, the mark of the beast, it is going to be something obvious. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be like a chip, because scripture is pretty clear when it says it's going to be like an actual mark. You're going to see the number 666. A chip is kind of hidden underneath the skin, you know, like it's, you know, you can't see it. So whereas in scripture, it's talking about something that is going to be quite obvious. Like it's going to be on their foreheads. People are going to see it. It's, you know, it's going to be, you know, how people walk around with tattoos all the time now anyways. It may be something like that where, you know, people are just going to be like, hey, it's just another tattoo.
I know the way that you meant that, but I'm just thinking like, yeah, everyone has a tattoo, okay? Ooh, let me tell you. Way to ostracize those people, Andrew.
Sorry, it wasn't meant to be like that. But I mean, no, like, I know. You know, just the fact that people are so accepting already right now of, you know, hey, they've got a tattoo. It's pretty cool, right? So in the future, you know, when the mark of the beast comes, a lot of people might be just like, hey, it's just a, you know, it's just a mark.
Which makes me question if it's actually going to be like the 666, because it's so rooted in all this, like people have been thinking about this for such a long time that I feel like it's a pretty blatant thing to all of a sudden do the whole 666 thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, will they not like set off some alarm bells in people's minds? Like, wait a second, I heard about this.
Well, you would think so. But, I mean, like, even though Revelation 13, verse 18 talks about this specifically, it says, this calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is something that's going to be directly on the, directly a physical, you know, sign.
Mm-hmm. Like a siding, like a choice potentially.
Well, it's
like a conscious decision.
It is a conscious decision, but it's going to be a physical marking that people cannot miss. You know, it's going to be something that it's going to be on them.
Okay.
They're not going to be able to mistake it. I mean, like, you know, when scripture talks about it, it talks about the fact that this sign is going to be there. That people will not be able to buy or sell or any of these things unless they have the mark of the beast. So, I mean, like, it says so right here in verse 15. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. If also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads. So, either or.
Mm.
So that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. And then verse 18, you know, that number is 666. So it's pretty clear here that this is not going to be like some hidden thing. It's going to be like, it's going to be right out there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, people are not going to be able to mistake it. And even though it's going to be like right out there, people can't mistake it. They're still going to be like, yeah, okay. And that's the crazy part. I mean, like, they hear about it, they see it coming, and yet they're still going to be like, yeah, but it's just a number.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's probably going to be the attitude. And that's the scary part.